Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Titus chapter 3, we discussed how we should never give a heretic an opportunity in the church to teach his or her ideas. Let's continue with that message today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Satan's power can deceive others by that heretic. He may be a good wordsmith, and Satan gives him his words that can really, just like Eve, deceive even Christians. And so, that man may be the one that Satan is presently using to infect the church. Now, he said after the first and second admonition. So, we don't say, well, let's just give up on that person and run him off who brings in this heresy. Rather, give at least two admonitions. This heretic is teaching the opposite of what is true, so you do need to deal with it. They're teaching the opposite of biblical truth. They teach the opposite of righteousness and true holiness. So don't give a platform to that kind of a person. These people have a platform. They call it social media. So they have their own platform. And sometimes I have people, you know what they said about you on Facebook this week? You know what they said about you? And I just kind of said, nah, it doesn't matter what they said. God knows. And that's pretty well true. Now, sometimes I do like to hear it. I just kind of get a kick out of having a good laugh. And so when they tell and make these accusations, and it's just sometimes it's God just gives you that ability to laugh at it, because the Bible even tells about God laughing that day of judgment at the people that really thought they'd put one over on God. So those things go on social media. That's their platform. But do try to reach them to give them an admonition at least twice, to get them in using the Word of God, especially if they reject the Word of God. They reject righteousness. They reject standard. Then if they don't respond after the first and second admonition, then we're to reject them. You might say, we call it churching people. Church discipline needs to be put in place in that kind of a case. Now, I've had to deal with this in ministry. I know what that is, and it's never an easy thing, and it's never an enjoyable thing. But it's always the right thing. And the thing about it is, usually you don't see the blessing till afterwards. Now, I've had some of these people that have called later and apologized and everything else of that nature, but of course, a lot of damage was done, and I know they're sorry for that, but those are things that happen. I had a man come to me not too long ago, had something happen probably 30 years ago, and apologized. He said, I was listening to everybody, what they were saying, and I just got on it, and I gave up on this, and I gave up on that, and I just quit doing those things. I thanked him for being honest, apologizing, and said, hey, let's just keep on for the Lord now. Let's finish victors. And that's what we've got to do. So again, you're looking here. You don't want to give them that platform in the church. Let them just keep their own social media platform if they want a platform. Don't allow them to stand in front of the church. I need to tell y'all what's going on so I can straighten you out. No, you need to tell them to quit dividing the house of God unless God is going to deal with them. And God often will. So using the Word of God which they reject, you bring them in. And if they reject it, then it is church discipline. But put them in their place, so to speak, and by putting the place is the Word of God and what is right. Now, I've had to deal with those kind, okay? I have in ministry. We do need to understand the definition of admonition. So I'm saying, I mentioned admonition here because it said after the first and second admonition. Admonition is a gentle reproof. In other words, you're not avoiding the word, but you're not screaming. Okay, it's a gentle reproof. Counseling against a fault or sin, while giving instruction in their duties by the Word of God, teaching them, and yet doing it with caution, while giving them direction with the things written in the Word of God, the chapters of this book. And as in this chapter 3, the three chapters here of Titus, it reveals things that go on. It reveals behavior that we should have that becometh holiness, and yet many don't have that. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, in a church discipline, public or private, we need to reprove. Reprove needs to be there. There needs to be that correction. There needs to be that admonition. If they don't respond to church discipline, if they don't, then that's where removal comes in. Now, yet, if they repent, after they've left, have the door open to come back. That should come into play as well. And you may tell them, hey, you want to get this right? You're always welcome back under those conditions. So, keeping in mind this idea of admonition, let us see an example given to us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 through 11. Okay? Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 through 11 is speaking of the children of Israel in the wilderness, the many failures that happened. Now, you folks, you remember that, going through the wilderness, all the things that happened at one point. You see that the grounds have to separate, and a lot of those people swallowed up. Sometimes it was some kind of a sickness that went through the camp and killed many. And you see the waters at Meribah. You see the waters parting. You see different things happening there that happen in that. And the children of Israel, just like we mentioned earlier about being in those dances and worshiping the golden calf, these bad things, I mean, a lot of bad things, these people of God that saw God's hand at work and seen the mighty work of God, still, they got deceived and got on another direction. So, he says here in verse 7 of 1 Corinthians, in chapter 10, do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and for our instruction, we should not be ashamed. That I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful. But his bodily presence is weak, and his speech is contemptible. So the next verse says, let such one think. Okay, let such a one that's saying those things think this. That such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. You see, the Lord in these scriptures shows us what happened when Israel tried to be relevant to the world, adopting its ways, its worship, and the attitudes of the world. That's not right. They tried to adopt the attitudes of the world. They tried to do that in their daily walk with God, their gossip, their murmuring, and such like. Those are things that happen. God wants you and I to be admonished. And you might laugh off some of those things. But look, if you're a saved person, you may be brought to be taken home early, scourged by God for behavior that becometh foolishness, not holiness. See, in our life, behavior that becomes holiness is of utmost importance to God. And it is why he shows these examples from the Old Testament in heaven, the New Testament. It is of utmost importance, whether it's of the New Testament or the Old Testament. The Bible is all the book of God. It was breathed out every word by God. It's all his. And so, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, it is the word of God. And so, again, it must be most important in our life. Therefore, be admonished of God by his word, for your own good, as well as for God's glory. But I hope you see, God wants to use the admonition to bring those who are heretically trying to disrupt the outreach of the local church, its outreach through missions, bus ministry, through witnessing and directing God's people to walk in righteousness and true holiness. They're trying to take us from that. And if one continues in these sins as gossip, scorning, talking to others against individuals and the doctrines and biblical standards of the church, they need to be rejected.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stands on the hills, may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.